Krishna Tungai Emmanuel is kindly with us, the MP for Eco Lord Rafferty. Many politicians are making their way to Monaco today. It's not the first time we've lost a sitting member, but he was a popular guy and devoted himself to public life, whether as a councillor here in Tamaki Makaurau or standing for the mayoralty, as you're aware, or his brief time as an MP. So tragic, I think everyone's noting that. Kushla, too, will be paying her respects. Thank you for joining us, Tuhine Tēnā koe.
Tēnā katoa. Ai, tautoko mihi ki a Efeso me tāna whānau. Efeso was my neighbour in the house, technically speaking, though, as you know, we jump all over the place, so it was nice to be in his presence. When he had a huge presence, gentle, but always had that big smile. Sadly, yeah. Dale, I'm in Auckland for another tangi, so my Labour whānau will be representing me today there. We've lost a nephew in our whānau as well, so I'll be heading over there out to Albany today.
Look, Māori are reeling with the dismantling yesterday, well, legislation too. Taka whai ora, hao whakaro, Kushla, kōrero mai, what do you make of it?
It has been a gut-wrenching couple of days in the House, Dale. And the worst thing is, you know, to be disestablishing this kaupapa for no good reason. We have not heard any valid arguments from that side of the House. In fact, given the enormity of this kaupapa, I've been so disappointed that, one, some of their responses to us, including from the minister, have been about 30 to 50 seconds long. I mean, if that's the sort of robust debate they pride themselves in, we are in trouble. And secondly, I had to note that when Willow Jean was giving her whakaro i roto i te reo Māori, we have access to a simultaneous translation. Only about three people picked it up so that they could hear and understand what Willow had to say. Now, it's that behaviour that is the exact reason we need organisations like Te Aka Whai Ora, because they assume to know what we need and they assume to know what we're saying. They don't want to listen.
That's an interesting point you raised there too. I've often wondered about that. The translation service is available. You say the people don't bother.
Don't bother. And, you know, when we're talking about something as important as Hauora Māori, but actually, and that's the ignorance, for the benefit of Aotearoa whānui. And, you know, I've been receiving messages and posts on social media from non-Māori who see the benefits as well and are saying things like, in all their time in the sector, they've never seen a kaupapa Māori service turn anyone away. And, you know, the message is, what's good for Māori is good for Aotearoa. Why are we so afraid of that, Dale?
Well, it does appear that people feel that Māori are getting something that they are not. And I agree with what you're saying. We can lead the way, but we're not going to, you know, pull up the ladder behind us. We're welcoming other cultures who can benefit from our experiences. So this was untried, and we're using the term disestablished. I mean, really, they just stomped all over that vehicle looking to get better health outcomes. So now it's back to business as usual and a universal rather than targeted approach. This really is at the core of the kaupapa, don't you think?
Well, you know, it was quite heartening to look up and see some of the kaimahi who are working now. And, you know, Dale, they've only been, when you listen to the other side of the house speaking, they're not talking about people. They're not telling people's stories. And, you know, when they talk about stuff, you know, it's like commodities that will be simply transferred to others. They're not thinking about, their livelihoods and, what they're contemplating right now, because some of them are employed for their specialist kaupapa Māori knowledge. Is that going to be acknowledged under this regime? Probably not, because that's why we created this regime. It's, as you can imagine, it's very frustrating, Dale, that we're just sitting there undoing things for no really valid reason.
Kia ora. And
I was very disappointed in when Vanessa Weening stood and said, this has got nothing to do with the health sector. It's got to do with colonisation. Now, if you can't see that exactly a colonised health system that our people are not accessing and that it's not serving us well, that's a problem.
It certainly is. Let's talk of a positive that we spoke of yesterday. You might like to comment on it. And this is Te Whare Wānanga or Awanui Ārangi putting in a cohort of Māori nurses and helping to train them without the need for them to leave their hometown. I'm talking of Te Wairua here. And you're probably familiar with this situation, but it's one that seems to make sense and should be replicated across the country. What's your thinking here?
Oh, that's absolutely exciting, because you know what I see throughout Ikaroa Rāwhiti is, like me, people want to live where they're from. So, you know, ka nui te mihi to Awanui Ārangi for allowing that. Because I think that's the future, Dale, is getting people out of the major centres where there's congestion, etc., and getting them back to the regions, rebuilding our papakāinga. What a great initiative and exciting, not only for Māori but for Aotearoa whānui to have that expertise. And I hope not only others in the health industry but all other sectors will follow suit. Too often, you know, we're restricted by population. They say dollars follow population, so this is a great... what a great pioneering.
Tēnā koe,
Kusla. Thank you for bringing a ray of sunlight, Dale.
We must. There are a couple of good things going on. There's a lot of good things going on, actually, but yes. Just not in the big house for us at the moment. Look, much love to you and your whānau coming to terms with your loss, Kusla.
Thanks
again for speaking of mahi, but also the important stuff. And, you know, that's whakawhanaungatanga. Aroha. So good to have you on the program again. Thanks, Kusla.
Always good talking to you, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thanks so much. 8:06.